Next patient is Jen Meyer. This is the EMGF upper extremities performed 1/23/2013. Patient state of course is 11/16/1940. Clinical information, he is 72 years old, right-hand non-anchored lesion man. Again, syncope is the patient's primary doctor, Dr. Maria Alvarez and Dr. Gracias. Clinical information, he's a 72 years old, right-hand non-anchored lesion man who has a chronic neck pain. He has that paresthesias slash pain both upper extremities, more so on the left pointer. The patient has also had numbness of the hand skirt. He has had intermittent ptosis of both eyelid skirt. He has also had prevision. He has not any swallowing difficulty. Excuse me, he has also had swallowing difficulty at times, but examination, he had normal muscle tone, bulk and strength in both of the extremities. Muscle tissue reflexes were normal. No definite sensory deficits were appreciated, the upper extremities, some arthritic changes were noted, peripheral pulses were present, he had tenderness for the cervical and scapular area bilaterally. But he did not have any significant bulbar dysfunction, he did not have any ptosis or dipositary graduation, he did not have any signs of fatigability. Extragraph, no conduction through a median ulnar, and radial nodes were tested in each upper extremity. Repetitive nervous stimulation was performed by stimulation of right ulnar and left accessory nerves, nerve test. Next paragraph, median distal motor latency was 3.2 milliseconds on the left side and 3.5 milliseconds on the right side. Median motor amplitudes were normal at wrist, but decreased slash low normal, decreased on the left side and low normal on the right side, and elbow area. First, median motor conduction velocity was 40 meters per second on the left side and 45 meters per second on the right side. Third, ulnar motor latency were normal on the left side, the distal latency was prolonged at 3.7 milliseconds on the right side. Ulnar motor amplitudes were normal. Ulnar motor conduction velocity across elbow 52 meters per second on the left side and 83 meters per second on the right side. Ulnar motor conduction velocity below elbow was 49 meters per second on the left side and 24 meters per second on the right side. Third, ulnar and median FM latencies were prolonged bilaterally. Median sensory latency was 3.4 milliseconds on the left side and 3.4 milliseconds on the right side. Ulnar radial sensory responses were normal. Next paragraph, repetitive nervous stimulation. It was performed by stimulation of left ulnar nerve with recording over abductor digiti minimi, and right ulnar nerve with recording over right abductor digiti minimi, and by stimulation of accessory nerve, left accessory nerve, with recording over trapezius muscle, repetitive nerve stimulation did not show decremental responses typically seen with myasthenia gravis. Next paragraph, electromyography, a few muscles were tested in each upper extremity along the paraspinal cervical muscles as mentioned in detail separately. Motor morphology, recruitment, and interference pattern were normal. Non-normal spotting activity was observed. Incisional activity was normal. Exhumation of paraspinal cervical muscles did not show any significant denervation changes. Next paragraph, impression, this study did not show any evidence for significant cervical radiculopathy. There was no convincing evidence for significant carpal tunnel syndrome or cubital tunnel syndrome. However, the study was indicative of mild diffuse polyneuropathy, prolonged FL latencies, and motor latencies. No significant denervation changes were noted in limb muscles. There was no evidence for decremental responses seen with myasthenia gravis. The patient was the patient had repetitive nerve stimulation as he had with intermittent diplopia, ptosis, and dysphagia. Next paragraph recommendations. The patient will have neurosurgery evaluation regarding his persistent neck pain. He will have neuropathy workup. He will continue with current medications including Vicodin and Neurontin. Acetylcholinergic receptor antibody will be checked. He will return to this office in 2 weeks for a demo report.